Hi, welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. This is Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Alright, Sam, let's start today's Youth English, alright?
Alright, I'm ready.
In part one, which is...
Alright, everyone, let's all get ready to spice up our English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now let's review the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Yesterday's idiom was out of whack.
Out of whack 是我们昨天讲到的 idiom， 翻译成中文呢，表示一个事情呢不正常，或者是说一个东西呢出现了一定的问题。Out of whack.
That's right.
So what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right, today's idiom is a little long, but very easy to understand. Mm-hmm. The words, anyways. Today's idiom is get out of your hair. Mm-hmm. Get out of your hair.
Right, so also you start with out of somebody's hair.
Or out of your hair.、
Yeah. But normally we'll put a get in front of out of somebody's hair, right?
Yes, that's right.
那么今天的 idiom 同样呢由这 out of 开始后面是 out of someone's hair, 从一个人的头发里面出来。但是大家记住前面呢要跟动词呢往往 get out of someone's hair.那么从一个人的头发里面出来这什么意思 What that means? You get out of my hair or your hair?
Well, maybe you're in like a hair salon and you're、uh-huh. standing on、the hair they just cut off and hey, get out of my hair.
Sounds a little bit、weird, silly,
weird,
right?
Weird, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use get out of your hair or my hair?
Oh, okay, great idea.
So let's start.
Hey, Peter, can I ask you a huge, huge favor?
No problem. What is it?
Well, can you watch my kids this weekend? Not the whole weekend, just a Saturday?
Well, I'd love to. You know, the little Johnny and Mary, they are adorable and cute kids.
Oh, well, we're really happy that you think so. You know, it's just, with them at home, we can't get anything done. They're always fighting with each other or saying, Mommy, Daddy, can you help me with this? Mommy, Daddy, can you help me with that?So, I think if you can just take care of them, get them out of our hair for、mm-hmm. a day, we can get so much around the house done.
I'd love to. And do you want me to feed them?
Oh, well, no. I think we should be able to have everything done by the afternoon. So don't worry about feeding them dinner. We'll come by and pick them up.
All right. So do you mind me taking the kids to, you know, kind of the gardens? Because it's, I really like, you know, to them the outside.
Oh, yeah, they love playing outside. That would be great.
All right, fantastic.
Hey, thank you so much, Peter. Really appreciate it.
Don't mention it. 刚才的对话我们提到了 get out of someone's hair. 它的场景是什么呢 Sam 呢跟我说 Peter, 能不能帮我一大忙 a big favor. 我说什么大忙啊 Sam 说这个周六呢你能不能帮我看一下我的两个孩子因为呢他和他的妻子呢准备在家里面呢做一次彻底的大清扫因为呢如果孩子在家呢他们经常跑来跑去然后呢一会儿要打起来了他们整个的这个搞卫生呢无法进行下去所以 Sam 希望呢我呢在周六这一天呢帮他看这两个孩子我说没有问题你两个孩子 Mary 和 Johnny 非常可爱我特别喜欢看那两个孩子 Sam 说到了呢如果说这两个孩子不在家的话呢的的确确呢能给我少惹不少麻烦那么这里面他用到 get out of my hair 表示一个人不会对另外一个人产生困扰产生麻烦的意思我跟 Sam 说没有问题我特别喜欢你的两个孩子然后呢如果可能的话呢我准备领他们去周围的这个公园呢去转一转玩一玩 Sam 说没有问题所以今天这个 idiom 里提到了说 out of someone's hair 表示说呢使某人免除麻烦或免除困扰 So could you give me another example get out of someone's hair
Yes I can Well I could think of pets、
mm-hmm.
animalsEspecially the little ones that have a lot of energy, they're always running around, maybe chewing on things. So a lot of times people can't handle pets because they're always in their hair.
Right. 一般情况下宠物都非常可爱，但是呢，有些宠物呢，特别的调皮，特别的闹人。那么这种情况下呢，让你觉得心非常烦。那么用到的 in someone's hair 表示说一个人处于那种忧虑或者说非常困扰当中。那么你需要做的事情什么呢 ？Get out of your hair， 让他们呢离你远远的， 不要去麻烦你或让你心烦。
Yeah, well, some people even like just have to get rid of the pet.
Well,
can't handle them anymore.
Well, abandoned animals is very bad.
Well, maybe not abandon them, but you maybe find another owner.
Right.
Yeah, something more animal friendly.
So could you give me some other synonym for get out of someone's hair?
Yeah, of course. Well, if it's the children or if it's the pet, maybe they are distracting us.
Right.
Or you could also say bothering us.
那么说呢，我们今天在学一些其他的表示说干扰某人或者说让某人心烦的一些词，比如说 bother, 比如说 distract. 那么这些单词呢，都表示说去干扰某人。如果说想让某一个人不再麻烦你或者说惹你烦的话呢，我们用前面加一个动词 stop bothering me, right? Stop distracting me.Or can we say stop bugging me? A bug is still another way, right? To say make you a little bit annoyed.
Yeah, well, if the, I think mainly pets.
A pet.
If we say our children are always bugging us, well, that doesn't sound too loving from
right.
a parent. So if you say get them out of our hair, it's like a nice way of saying, yeah, so they're not bugging us.
Right, 特别呢是这个单词 bug, 它呢表示说烦人的意思，但是呢它这个烦人呢是那种让人觉得的的确确非常心烦，非常非常讨厌的那种烦。但如果说 get out of someone's hair, 那么这种烦的状态呢是往往是那种这孩子很可爱，但现在呢我没有时间看他，我们现在呢忙于别的事情，需要呢暂时呢给他放到一边。那么这种情况下呢需要 get out of someone's hair.Alright, so that's it for today's idiom study. And now let's go to part two, which is...
Part two is, of course, hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, we've done with New Zealand.
Okay, and the Hakka story.
The Hakka story is gone.
Okay.
And today we will welcome...Another countries, which is in Europe.
Germany?
No. Well, the country actually is the origin of Western civilizations.
Oh, really?
It's a temples, right? People regard it as the origin of Western civilization.
Is it, not Italy, maybe Greek?
Yeah,
Greece.
Greece, right? Oh. G-R-E-E-C.Greece,
wow.
今天呢我们将谈论另外一个国家，前几天呢我们谈论的是新西兰的那个 Hakka Dance。 那么今天呢我们来到了欧洲，看一看另外一个美丽的国家，叫做希腊 Greece。 那么我们今天呢不会谈论希腊的这种地理啊，它的这个美景，我们今天要谈论希腊的另外的一个方面是它的 music， 希腊的音乐。那么它的文章的题目是 Greek Beat， Greek Beat。这里面这个 beat, B-E-A-T 呢，它不是说敲打某人的意思，而是说 the beat of music.
Yes, actually the beat of music is very, very important. If it has no beat, then it's hard to listen to.
Right.
Especially hard to dance to.
Exactly. So before we go to the story of Greek beat, now let's check vocab first.
Okay, so today's first word for Hit the Books is uplifting. Uplifting.U-P-L-I-F-T-I-N-G, uplifting.
今天的第一个单词呢是 uplifting. 那么这个单词如果说给它顺序颠倒一下， lift up 表示说呢一个东西的一个提升， go higher, right? 那么如果说一个人的心情是 uplifting, 大家可以想一想，表示一个人非常的高兴，非常的振奋，那么可以用这个单词 uplifting.
Actually, it's a very positive word, right?
Right.
So music can be uplifting, but also like some nice words, like
right.
uplifting words, like, hey, I just, I'm thinking about you.
Right.
I hope you're doing good. Those words can be uplifting as well.
Yeah, music, story, words. Right.
Yes, that's right. Okay, next we have compose. Compose. C-O-M-P-O-S-E. Compose.
第二个词呢是一个动词 compose.翻译成中文是作曲，特别是在我们的音乐方面，那么一个人能够唱歌叫 sing， 那么另外一个人能够作曲呢，英文叫 compose。
Yeah, but you know a very famous music composer is Beethoven.
Beethoven, right?
Right, Beethoven is very famous.
And maybe Mozart.
And Mozart, yes. Okay, next is the word distinctive. Distinctive. D-I-S-T-I-N.C-T-I-V-E, distinctive.
第三个单词是个形容词 distinctive, 表示一个东西非常醒目的，非常清晰的意思， distinctive.
Okay, next is the word indication. Indication. I-N-D-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Indication.
下一个单词 indication 翻译成中文呢是一个指示或者是一个指令或者说呢证明了什么什么东西的一个东西 indication.
Next is the word numerous. Numerous. N-U-M-E-R-O-U-S. Numerous.
下一个单词 numerous 翻译成中文是大量的 a lot of.
Next we have string instrument. String instrument. Two words.String is S-T-R-I-N-G. Instrument is I-N-S-T-R-U-M-E-N-T. String instrument.
下一个词组有两个单词构成。第一个单词呢 ,string, 翻译成中文呢是绳子或者是什么呢一根弦或者说一根线的意思 ,string。后面 instrument, 翻译成中文呢是一个器械或者是一个工具。那么 string instrument 放到一起呢是指我们的弦乐。
We can give some examples. A guitar, stringed instrument.
Right.
Bass, cello, violin, the ukulele, it's like a small guitar.
Right.
These
and
are
maybe arhu, right?
The arhu, yes, a Chinese
yeah, string instrument.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, next we have the word miniature. Miniature. M-I-N-I-A-T-U-R-E. Miniature.
下一个单词 miniature, 翻译成中文是小型的或者那种微观的一个什么什么东西叫 miniature.
Yeah, so miniature, a lot of times we just use the M-I-N-I, mini.
Means small, right?
It means small. So you could say a miniature size or a mini size of something.
Something, right.
Next is the word clarinet. Clarinet. C-L-A-R-I-N-E-T. Clarinet.
下一个单词是指一个乐器Clarinet, 翻译成中文的是单簧管 clarinet.
Next is the word accordion. Accordion. A-C-C-O-R-D-I-O-N. Accordion.
下一个单词同样呢也是一个乐器翻译成中文是手风琴 accordion.
This to me is like one of the most interesting instruments because it's kind of like a piano, like you press these little buttons,
right.
But then also you have to keep moving the air in and
out.
Right. So it's a really interesting instrument.
Right. It's kind of heavy.
Yeah, and yeah, it's very big.
Right. You're going to be a pretty tough guy. You can, you know, use that accordion.
Yeah, so it's not a manly instrument, not manly sounding, but you got to be a man to pick it up, right?
Right.
Okay, lastly, we have the words percussion instrument. Percussion instrument. Percussion is P-E-R-C-U-S-S-I-O-N. Percussion instrument.
今天最后一个词组呢也是指一类乐器翻译成中文呢是打击乐器。和我们刚才讲到了 string instrument 是指完全不同的两种乐器。String instrument 是指弦乐那么 percussion instrument 是什么打击乐器。I think like a drum something, right?
Yeah, drums. There's so many different kinds of drums, like the deep sounds, the bass drum. You have kind of like, little hand drums, like the congos. Like,
right.
They're kind of like an islandy drum.
Pretty cute instrument.
Yes, that's right.
Well, let's go to the story of Greek beat.
There's something uplifting about listening to live music. For thousands of years, people have been composing...playing and listening to music. In ancient Greek theater, for example, live music was a very important element. This is a tradition that still remains in modern Greece. Despite what visitors to Greece may think, Greek music doesn't start and stop with the bouzouki. In fact, it is extremely varied. There are several genres, including folk, nisiotika, or songs from the islands, new wave, hip-hop,rock and pop. Many regions also proudly produce their own distinctive sound. For instance, traditional music from the Epirus region is very different to music from the northern areas of Macedonia and Thessaly. Another indication of the variety in Greek music is the numerous instruments used in creating it. Stringed instruments include the oud, lyre, baglama, a miniature bouzouki, guitar, and violin. Wind instruments are represented by the clarinet, accordion,flute, and bagpipes, amongst others. While percussion instruments include the dombek, a drum held under the arm, the dauli, a kind of bass drum, and the defi, which is like a tambourine. It's not unusual for Greeks to play at least one of these instruments.
文中一开始呢提到说我们在听现场音乐的一种感受。那么现场音乐怎么说呢 ？Live music, live music。那么大家的感受是什么呢 ？Uplifting. We feel very excited when in a concert, the people performing right in front of you. It's different from listening to CD, right?
Yeah, listening to the radio, there's never the same feeling. Because when you can see the band, you can feel the energy from the band.
Right.
Yes, it can be uplifting, it can be stimulating, there's a lot of words to describe it. But it's definitely much better than just listening to the radio.
Right, 所以大家记住一个单词 uplifting, 表示说我们在听现场音乐时候的那种非常兴奋、非常振奋的那种心情 uplifting. 几千年来人们不停地在 composing music, 不停地在创作新的音乐。那么这个单词 compose 是创作音乐的这个动词 compose。那么说作曲家呢怎么说 ？composer 后面加一个 r, right? Composer.
That's right.
同时呢，演奏音乐以及呢，人们能够 appreciating 欣赏音乐。那么这是一个非常好的一个音乐的一个 atmosphere。同时呢，文中提到了一个国家，那么这个国家的 ancient Greek theater。在古希腊的这个剧院里面，人们呢会经常听到 live music， 同时呢，它也是希腊文化非常重要的一个 element， 一个元素或者是一个部分。
So in all cultures, whether it's Chinese, Greek history, music and that beat in the music is really part, important part of culture, right?
Right， 在任何一个文化当中呢，音乐都是非常重要的一个 element。那么同时呢，听音乐或者欣赏音乐的这个 tradition 也传到了当代的 Greek or 当代 Greece.
Now it's interesting because there's an instrument in Greek called the bouzouki, and it's a very well associated instrument when you think of Greece.
如果谈到了希腊，大家想到的第一个乐器呢就是 bouzouki. 什么是 bouzouki 呢？翻译成中文是不足击琴。
But you know, Greek music has way more variety than just bouzouki or bouzouki music.
Right. 所以文中提到了说，希腊的音乐呢 doesn't start and stop with the bouzouki. 所以呢，希腊的音乐呢不仅仅是 bouzouki， 还有其他很多的音乐的风格或音乐的这演奏的乐器。
We can go into detail about
right.
what we mean by that.So first of all, the kind of music is extremely varied. Like, for example, if you look at the genres,、
mm-hmm.
genres in Greek music include folk,、
mm-hmm.
nisiotika. This is like an islandy kind of music.
Right.
And there's new wave, hip-hop, rock, and pop.So kind of older, all the way up to newer modern music.
那文中进一步说到呢，希腊的音乐呢也是一种多样的音乐。文中提到的词呢是什么 ？Varied， 表示说呢 ，many kinds of music in Greece.
Right.
首先提到了一个是 folk 民乐，然后呢 ，nisiotika. It sounds like a Greek, right?
I guess so.
Right. 它翻译成英文呢是来自于海岛的歌曲 ，song from island. 同时呢还有 new wave 新浪潮音乐以及呢 hip hop。Rock and pop. 希腊的音乐呢是一个多元化的各种风格共存的一个 music、
yeah.
不是说大家想到了一个 bouzouki 一个简单的或者说唯一的一个音乐风格
And you know, just depending on what region or area in Greece that you're in、the sound could be different as well. So many different areas have their own distinct sound.
Right, 那么说不同的区域呢都有它与众不同的音乐 distinctive sound.比如说我们想到了在中国的南部和北部以及东部和西部大家都可能想到一个 distinctive sound
So they give a couple examples、like for instance traditional music from an area called the Epirus region、mm-hmm. is very different from music from the northern areas of like Macedonia and Thessaly
接着呢文章给出了几个 example 提到了一个地区叫 Epirus 这个 Epirus 地区呢他的音乐风格和马其顿这个音乐风格以及呢塞沙利这个地区的音乐风格呢是完全不同的是 a different from 通过这三个地区我们知道呢在希腊他的音乐风格由于地域的不同有的很大的这个差别或者区别
Now another area that contributes to the variety of Greek music is the instruments that are used creating this music
Right 除了说音乐风格不同之外呢各个地区或者说各个地方它使用的乐器呢也有所不同 Musical instrument varied from place to place
Yes Okay, so first of all, let's take a look at stringed instruments. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these I have no clue what they are.
Right.
So, for example, they mentioned that there's an oud, like O-U-D,
mm-hmm.
a lyre, L-Y-R-E, and the baglama, B-A-G-L-A-M-A, which is like a miniature bazooka.
在希腊的一些乐器，第一个乐器呢，我们已经学到了叫 string instrument, 弦乐。那么这个弦乐当中呢，提到了这些乐器究竟有哪些呢？一个是 oud, O-U-D, 乌德琴。It's different from string instrument we know in China.
Okay, so it doesn't look like a guitar or something?
No,
like
well, it looks a little bit similar, but it's different.
Yeah.
那么第二个呢 lyre, lyre 翻译成中文七弦的一个竖琴。接下来的是一个这个发音比较怪的一个乐器叫 baglama, 它其实是一个小的或者微缩的一个 bouzouki, 叫 miniature bouzouki, 它还包括了我们大家了解的 guitar and violin, 这是我们说常见的或常规的这 string instrument.
Okay, whew, so two we can all know and be familiar with, right?Okay, so those are stringed instruments. Now we could take a look at the wind instruments used in Greek music. Now, they use things like the clarinet, the accordion, and the flute. Also, the bagpipes. And, of course, there are some more, but not mentioned here.
下面我们看看另外一类乐器，它的名字叫 wind instrument. 翻译成中文呢，是风的乐器。那么有一个更加专业的名词来翻译它，应该是管乐器或者管弦乐。那么这些乐器呢，是我们相对还比较了解的这些乐器。第一个呢叫 clarinet, 单簧管，然后呢 accordion, 手风琴 flute, 是指我们吹的长笛 flute, 以及呢 bagpipe, 风笛，还有其他的一些我们常见的 wind instrument。那么 wind instrument 是我们比较常规的或者说我们了解的这些 instrument, 不没有太 local 的 instrument, right?
Right. Alright, lastly, we come to the percussion instruments. So these include the dombek, which is a drum that you hold under your arm,
mm-hmm.
the dali or daoli, it's a kind of a bass drum, so you get a nice, a deep sound from the drum,
right.
and then a drum called the defi, which is like a tambourine, so like a little hand.Drum.
那么下面我们看另外一类乐器，它叫 percussion instrument, 打击乐器。这些打击乐器呢，有一些乐器呢，的的确确呢，我们不是非常的了解。第一类呢，叫 dombek, or a drum held under the arm, 中东鼓。大家看电影的时候呢，有的时候看到中东呢进行一些表演的时候呢，手拿着一个小鼓，那么英文叫 dombek。接下来的乐器呢，听起来更加好玩，它叫 dali。翻译成英文呢，其实呢是一种什么 bass drum, 一种大鼓。最后一个呢叫 defi, 中文是什么呢？叫小的手鼓。这些乐器呢，就需要我们的手去敲击的这种乐器，所以呢叫 percussion instrument。
So they're all simple drums. They're not like the really complicated drum set where you have like five or six different drums.
Right.
So the article mentions.That it's actually not unusual for Greeks, like most Greeks, to play at least one of these instruments.
So, my understanding is all Greek, they know, play, you know, musical instrument at least one, right?
Yes, so maybe one of the wind instruments, percussion instruments, or a stringed instrument.
Right. Well, today's lesson sounds pretty tough for us, right? There's a lot of jargon for musical instrument.
Yeah, the Greek names for these instruments...And trying to think of what they actually are, it's quite challenging.
Right, so before we finish today's Use English, let's do a little bit quick sum up for the musical instrument we just mentioned. The first is a string instrument, right?
Yes.
那么第一类乐器呢叫 string instrument, 翻译成中文呢是弦乐。第二个呢叫 wind instrument, 翻译成中文呢是管乐器。第三个呢是 percussion instrument, 翻译成中文呢是打击乐器。Wow, it's pretty tough, right?
Yeah.It is, but, well, now I'm really curious about hearing some of these different types of music in Greece.
All right, maybe just check it online.
Okay, well, I guess we don't have to go there.
Right. Well, time is up for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。Okay.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。